The Morning Playhouse.
I love you guys so much.
Y94.
All we are with peace. The Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:21 in the morning and currently 56 degrees here at our studios. Going to be mostly sunny today with a high around 76 degrees. Playhouse in the morning is Zero Rat. And today, special guest host friend of the day, Rihanna, once again. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me back.
I'm hoping maybe you have one of these. Now, the last time we done a round on the show of that awkward moment when somebody called in with something, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that awkward moment when somebody calls you on your phone and they're asking you out and you have no idea how they got the your phone number and they never reference how they got the phone number.
Right.
And I was thinking about it after the show and I was like, that's not even an awkward moment. That's a creepy moment.
That is.
And I thought it would be kind of fun if that was a segment all on its own that we tried doing just to see what's out there for creepy experiences. So very similar to that awkward moment, Wim, but I want to know your creepy moments. At 237-HITS, text us 35270, pop on that Playhouse Facebook page, however you want to communicate with us, and finish this sentence. That creepy moment when blank. And there's not a right or a wrong way to do it because it's the first time we've ever tried it. So however you translate that in your mind and think that was creepy, that'd be perfect. I think that's a great example. That awkward that creepy moment. That creepy moment your phone rings and you're like, I don't know how you got my phone number and you never told me. And if they don't bring it up like so-and-so gave me your phone number, you know they did something weird to
get it. It makes it even worse.
Makes it creepy.
Yeah.
What would be a creepy moment from your life, Rihanna?
Well, that creepy moment when you go to get your oil changed and you know the part underneath it where they stand underneath your car?
Sure.
The guy just came out and popped his head out and I had no idea there was anybody under there. So I was like, who are you?
Hi, how's it going today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime somebody pops out of a hole in the ground, creepy moment.
I really didn't expect it, which is what made it worse. So I'm sure that he didn't expect the reaction
I
gave him.
Did you scream? Or?
Yeah. Of course I did. I didn't expect to see a man below me.
Well, yeah. You weren't wearing like a dress or a skirt or anything, I hope.
No. No dress. No skirt. Yeah,
anytime you, and I was especially as a woman probably, I would imagine anytime you're going about your life and a man pops out of a hole in the ground, creepy.
Right. And you see so many of those shows like Rob Dyrdek's show, have people like creepily standing underneath something in the ground and you just like have these visions in your mind and it's way worse when it happens and you don't expect it.
Ah, yes. MTV's new show, Rob Dyrdek's Hole Watchers. My favorite show of his. Rat, a creepy moment from your life.
Well, and we have friendly people here in our building, sometimes too friendly.
Right.
So that creepy moment when you're using the urinal and somebody comes in and pulls up to the urinal right next to you and pats you on the shoulder.
No. Are you kidding me?
No. And it's one of those where it's like, look, If I'm doing that, please don't touch me.
Yeah.
Like at any time, I'm just not, I just get horribly
uncomfortable. They literally touch you?
Mm-hmm.
When you're using the restroom?
And it's that pat where it's, how's it going, buddy?
Like, oh my God.
For me, the restroom is a hands-off zone.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even like touching myself in the bathroom. And I certainly don't need help from anybody else. Your creepy moment, you have one?
That creepy moment when you feel like someone is staring at you, so you turn around and some random guy's eyes are just locked in on your butt.
So you sense behind you there's something going on. There's somebody looking at you, and you turn around and those eyes, they are just zeroed in on the booty. That's creepy. And unfortunate for him, because if you're doing that, you certainly don't want to be caught doing it.
Right.
Your creepy moments, 237-HITS, you can text us 35270. That creepy moment when what?
Yeah.
I'm only here for a good time.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94. Daughtry with Battleships. Y94 is the number one hit music station of Fargo-Moorhead, and this is the Playhouse in the morning, 728 and 56 degrees. Here at the Morning Playhouse Studios, trying something at 237-HITS. You can text 35270. Certainly pop on Twitter or Facebook as well. Called that awkward. I keep doing that. We're trying to spin off of that awkward moment when called that creepy moment when. What is that creepy experience you had? Your creepy moment when.
That creepy moment that you're driving and you feel like a car is following you everywhere you turn.
It is creepy every time, too. It is creepy, and you, like, try little maneuvers. You turn places you wouldn't necessarily turn. You go into a neighborhood, and if it follows you, you're scared out of your mind.
Yeah.
And also, because of that old story, like, anytime somebody, like, flashes their brights behind me, it's like, oh, my God, is there somebody hiding in my backseat right now?
Yeah. You just expect to die.
I would probably pull over and cry. Get out of the car and start running the other way.
Generally speaking, if there's somebody, like, looking to kill you, pull over and get on foot.
I didn't say it was going to be a logical thought. It would be an emotional thought.
Well, if we've learned anything about our special guest host, Brianna, today, it's in a serial killer movie, in a horror movie.
I would be dead.
You're first to go.
Yeah.
You're that girl at the start that's running around in her panties in the front lawn. And then dead.
My logic would be that if I'm loud enough, somebody will save me, or they'll just back away like she's nuts.
My logic would be the fewer clothes I'm wearing, the more likely somebody is to want to come see what's going on and save me. Right, some of those creepy moments in the text.
So many. That creepy moment when at 4 a.m. your doorbell starts ringing continuously and you wake up out of a dead sleep thinking that you're on the movie The Purge. The creepy moment when a guy not only got my new phone number without me giving it to him, I received flowers at my apartment. Turns out he used the school directory. Should have been sweet, but ended up creepy. The creepy moment when you have a dream that a little boy is watching you sleep, and then your husband mentions the same dream. Was it really a dream?
God.
Also,
oh my God, I'm terrified.
That creepy moment when you're walking down an alley in downtown Fargo at night and suddenly someone is walking from the other way and you are convinced they're a murderer coming to get you.
Life is a wonderful thing, but every so often, something terrifying, evil, perhaps just creepy happens. What is your creepy moment? 237, answer you could text, 35270. Creepier with the music, I dare say.
It really is.
Fallout Boy in a couple of minutes. 237 hits, though. Want to know your creepy moment when?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.
Boy, my songs Know What You Did in the Dark. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse of the Morning, Zero Rat, guest host Brianna in studio. Doing something we're calling that creepy moment when, a spinoff of sorts of that awkward moment. Your creepy experiences at 237 hits. You text 35270, or you can pop on Facebook as well. I'm peeking right now at that Playhouse Facebook page, but I need my creepy music back. Hope Fawn Levinson posts that creepy moment when a stranger reaches to tuck in the collar tag of your shirt.
There's a lot of people who actually do that.
More than you might think. I prefer it's somebody I know, though.
Right.
Was it your shirt I fixed? Whose shirt did I fix the other day? I don't even remember now. Was it you?
I don't think it was mine.
I fixed somebody's shirt the other day.
I was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. I don't know how you fixed that.
Let's see. Anna posts on there that creepy moment when a stranger offers you a beer.
That is not creepy. That is just friendly.
It's just a freebie. Christopher Michael posts that creepy moment anytime a girl comes up to me at the bar and acts like once we had a moment of love and I have no clue who she is. Happened twice to me. Don't know if I'm a drunk or a real Fabio. I don't know if you're a drunk or a Fabio as well, Christopher Michael. Rat, some of those texted ones.
Somebody said that creepy moment in 1999 when a scary male employee at a shoe store took my number and address off my check and not only persistently called me, but showed up at my door one night. Still gives me the willies when I think about it. Another, that creepy moment when met a guy online, exchanged phone numbers, great conversation. Then he sends me a picture of me and my ex, one that I didn't post anywhere. When I asked him where he got it, he wouldn't answer. I asked a few times and he wouldn't answer. Finally, after threatening to go to the cops, and 10 hours later, he finally answered. That creepy moment when some random person calls you and you say, hey, you called me first. I said, no, I've never seen this number. Hang up, check the caller log, and never called him. The same number called back twice that night. And the creepy moment when someone goes through your Facebook page and likes things that are years old, you know they're creeping. And also that creepy moment when you're in the shower and suddenly you see a giant spider on the wall.
Oh, I would die.
Well, clearly there's been people that have liked some really ancient stuff on your Facebook page because that I could just tell by your face.
Yeah.
That has happened to you.
And I've been an offender of it. I've done it before. My biggest thing that I do all the time is when I'm creeping through people's old stuff is I don't know why, but Facebook always tries to tag me and say, this is Rihanna. And it's not me. And it always does that. So even when I'm not friends with the person, it'll accidentally tag me. So then they're like, oh, I see that you were on my page. Why were you trying to say you were me?
So you could be looking at somebody's wedding from 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You just met the person and then you accidentally tag yourself as like the flower girl.
Yep, of course.
That's awkward.
That's also, and I've done it to myself.
Right.
That creepy moment when you're looking somebody up to find something and then you realize that you put it in your status.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So all of a sudden you just have their name and your status and it's like, oh, what do I do now?
And the person gets the notification. So you go to look at it. Even if it's deleted, you're like, why did he say that? Or what was
so
that about?
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Do you have yourself a creepy moment? Hello.
That creepy moment when an 85-year-old man flirts with you.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine unless you are in your 80s, that probably is a little bit creepy. Your creepy moment when 237 hits. You text 35270. Your creepy experiences.
Good morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
They are the best, and they specialize in the ridiculous.
Y94.
Now we're talking.
Oh. Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat guest host Rihanna in studio today. So we've done that awkward moment when many times on the show. But the last round we did, it was like last week or so, I was thinking some of these aren't even awkward, they're just creepy. So we thought we would try that creepy moment when blank. And just some eerie stuff coming in. I feel like we should turn off the lights, really scare our guest host out of the room. You're not going to ever want to set foot in here again.
No, I'm not going to do well with the dark.
Right as you look some of those texted ones, what are we seeing? Those creepy moments.
That creepy moment when I was 17 at the time working at Walmart, a 47-year-old asked me to come over and have drinks. No, I was underage, so he asked me to bring a friend. He grabbed my hand and kissed it goodbye as he left the store. It was creepy, and he was older than my dad at the time. Also, that freaky, creepy moment when you're stopped at a red light and a cruiser stops next to you and the guy in the back starts hollering and hooting at you and he says he knows you had a good time with him the other night. Despite rolling up the window, he keeps going. That creepy moment when the phone rings right after you get done watching The Ring. And also that creepy moment when I was going to try to reconnect with someone I met via a dating site and couldn't find any Facebook info, so I Googled his name. Yep, arrested last spring for luring a minor.
Oh.
There's some common themes to some of these creepy moments, by the way. Your creepy moment, hello.
Hi, so when you know someone and then you like say hi and you're like super excited to see them and they're like, who are you? And you realize that you only know them from someone else's friend, you've creeped on their Facebook enough.
So you're actually the like the creepy person in this.
Yeah, sometimes when you're like, whoa, sorry, I thought you would know who I was, we're mutual friends.
Right, no, you're just the weirdo that creeped all over their Facebook page, you nut? 2378, I love you, I'm sorry. In text 35270. Any last text you want to grab?
That creepy moment when a guy gets your number from your sister and texts you constantly until you have to block him, and then 2 weeks later, he got a different phone number so he could text you constantly again from a new number. That creepy moment when your grandpa takes you out to eat at a restaurant and flirts with the waitress in front of you and you can tell that they are very uncomfortable. Also, that creepy moment when you're at work and pass by a coworker and say hi, then he stops and asks you if you have your tongue pierced, and proceeds to tell you and show you that he has his nipples pierced.
Oh my God.
And has a Prince Albert. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this guy is in his late 60s.
Stop it. Oh my God.
Have you ever seen a guest host Rihanna rat's nipple piercing?
Honestly, I think I have.
Oh.
I think the last time I was here 2 years ago, you showed me.
You really like whipping off that shirt, apparently. Or maybe I reference it all the time. I don't know.
I think I might have asked because you said you had a tattoo.
A couple of tattoos.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's why you took your shirt off.
My sister-in-law just found out like a week or two ago all of that. She had no idea that I had tattoos, piercings, or anything.
I guess that's not, like, not normal.
Yeah.
You probably don't get
naked.
That's
the first thing you brought up. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm guessing when you meet somebody, you're not like, guess what? I got my nipple pierced.
Yeah. I don't need to show. And I've learned as well from other people that have nipple piercings. Mm-hmm. That apparently that is part of the game, to show off said nipple piercings, which, normal person, acceptable. Random person that you barely know pulling their shirt to show
right.
you their nipple piercing when they're somebody of the opposite sex can get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. Are you like in a club of some sorts? Is there meetings?
Apparently. I guess I was unaware.
Why did you get your nipple pierced again?
It was overseas. I'd been drinking a lot.
Okay.
Seemed like a good idea.
Every good story.
The interesting thing, you've maintained it.
Like, yeah.
You still have a ring in.
Well, it's there. I mean, I went through the pain. I'm not going to take it out.
Right.
You might as well have something to show for
it. Yeah, and maintain it. It's not like I have to clean it with Q-tips
or
anything.
But you left it there, and it's still there, and you haven't been overseas in some time.
It's kind of like that hidden secret that I enjoy.
Right.
Because people don't expect that of someone like me,
right.
And then they suddenly realize I have a nipple piercing and a big back tattoo.
That's what I was going to say. If you didn't keep it, I don't think I would have ever believed that you actually had your nipples pierced. You don't like strike me as the person who would go out and get a nipple piercing.
Believe it or not, there is a benefit to it because males' nipples are generally useless.
Okay.
However, after a piercing, there's some hypersensitivity that goes on.
Right.
So it's good in ways.
I got nipples, Greg. You want to milk me? Huh. All right. Well, that creepy moment we talked for about 5 minutes about rat's nipples. Demi Lovato, heart attack in a couple of minutes. The three things you need to know is next.
Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Super crazy.
Y94.